USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. President Biden's due in California at this hour to take a look at just a bit of the devastation that Mother Nature has dumped on the Golden State.
California has really experienced some unprecedented storms. 9 atmospheric rivers that have gone through since right before the new year.
Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Deanne Criswell on Air Force One. While the hurricane-like storms and surges are over for the moment, the danger of more mudslides remains. This on top of the more than 600 slides that have already occurred this month. Alec Baldwin is vowing to fight and win once prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico, formally charge him with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. This over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Prosecutors say they'll file the charges against Baldwin and the woman in charge of the firearms on the set by the end of the month. The Treasury Department's informed the Speaker of the House extraordinary measures are now in place to keep the U.S. government from defaulting on its already committed debt. In the Senate, Republican leader Mitch McConnell is not worried.
In the end, I think the important thing to remember is that America must never default on its debt. It never has and never will.
Some House Republicans have demanded spending cuts to lift the debt ceiling. Democrats and the White House want to raise the limit without any conditions. The head of the Dallas branch of the Federal Reserve likes the idea of slowing down interest rate hikes. Lori Logan supported the smaller hike at the last Fed meeting, but says rates will probably have to go up again until inflation returns to the Fed's goal of about 2%. Ukraine's getting another $125 million American dollars to help maintain the water supply and heating systems in Kyiv. Russia's been targeting that infrastructure, looking to leave Ukrainians in the cold over the long, hard winter. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
The controversy is still there, but it will be easier for you to watch the LIV Golf Tour events this year. LIV has signed a multi-year deal to air its tournaments on the CW. LIV begins its second season next month in Mexico. It will hold 14 tournaments around the world this year. CW is known for its superhero shows, and this will be its first live sports effort. It may not be a tough ticket, but getting to an NFL playoff game this weekend will be an expensive ticket.
3 of the 4 games rank in the top 4 most expensive division round games ever. At the top of the list is Sunday's marquee matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys with an average secondary market price of over $1,400. That's according to Ticket IQ, which began tracking ticket sale data a decade ago. So the New York Giants-Philadelphia Eagles game isn't far behind with an average of just over $1,100. Tickets for the Cincinnati Bengals-Buffalo Bills are selling for an average of just over $600. I'm Julio Flores.
And there are 5 NFL teams that will play one fewer home game next season at home. Buffalo, Tennessee, and Jacksonville will play designated home games in London. Kansas City and New England will host games in Germany. There will be no NFL game in Mexico next season. The NBA is making inroads in France. The Bulls and Pistons playing a regular season game in Paris. Last time an NBA team played there was 1997 when the Bulls were part of a tournament that included teams from all over the world. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only, contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary tax extra while supplies last.